Question 2 says, did I say that an elder should be married? I do know the verse in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Well, what I did say, I think, was that if an elder is married, he ought to be loyal to his wife. He's a one-woman man. I know situations where there are single men who function as elders. The assembly seems to be happy with that. They see that not as a restriction on the man, but as a qualification. If he is married, he ought to be a one-woman man. But it may well be that other people say, no, this is a qualification. If you haven't been married, you really don't know how to look after people who are married. A.P. Gibbs, who was never married, said, I'm not a chicken, but I know more about eggs than any chicken. Well, I don't know. I don't know how helpful that was. But anyway, it relieved the tension.